All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. This should be the final video for Summer with Mia. By the way, I have just about finished the first part of the three-part script, and I managed to fix the issue we had in Act 2. Did you notice that Act 2 was completely silent? Well, I fixed it. Basically, when you play the game with my patch, it's going to put this horrible music back into the game, so it's not fucking silent. So yeah, you can thank me for that. But it'll basically happen right after the scene where, of course, she gets almost taken advantage of, the dog attacks her, and then you find her, and as you're coming back to the house, it plays the music. So when she's in the bath, it'll start playing. But I fixed that, and that was just something they completely forgot to do over in Seton Games. I don't know why, but I fixed it. It was like literally 2 fucking seconds. And a lot of the spelling errors I fixed as well. Some of these are just egregious. And there's a few things that I kind of changed here and there. I just felt it sounded a little better. Yeah, there's better ways to say things. So I fixed a lot of that as well. And it's going to take a while because I still have to go through the main script, which is 22,000 lines. Yes, that's a lot. I might not even get finished with that script because, you know, he may want me to do actual games that, you know, they actually need the work on. You know, and Seton's not going to officially use my patch. And they're not going to make it part of the game, ever. Because that's the kind of company they are. Yeah. It sucks, but I did some work, and it'll probably be on F95, and the people that distribute it will distribute it that way. And for those of you that want to go back and explore the game with some of my changes, I hope you enjoy them, because I tried my best to make things good without changing the prose of the characters. Because there's one thing I do understand as a writer, and that's that prose is very important. And obviously there's certain prose when it comes to the way that things are written. And I was trying to make sure to keep within his prose, which is very British, very UK sounding. And I didn't want to break too much of it. But there's also a lot of American dialect there. Like a lot of the slang that we use. So it's a weird mixture. It's like a UK guy trying to speak American. It's really crazy. That's the best way to describe it. Morning. Oh, Grim, morning. Sleep well? Actually, I did. Anyway, I just thought maybe we could clear the air about what happened last night. I know you said it was fine, but mid-sentence, Mia's phone starts ringing. Sorry, can we talk about this a bit later? Emma's probably calling, freaking out about what happened with her and Sam. I'm sure, we'll talk later. Thanks. A bit deflated, you leave her room, with her phone still ringing. Mia takes a quick glance and notices she doesn't recognize the caller ID. Hello? Hi, Mia. Not sure if you can recognize who it is just from my voice, but... Grace, of course I recognize your voice. It's been a long time, but not that long. I'm delighted to hear that. I hope it's okay I'm calling out of the blue like this. Why wouldn't it be? It's not like I ever had a beef with you. Or had beef with you, rather. Not that it really matters now that you and Mother are getting along again. Yeah, right. Everything's peachy. Just thought I'd give you a call and catch up a little. How's life treating you? I'm well. Everything's fine. Nothing much to talk about, really. That's so? Well, what are you doing with yourself these days? College? No, I'm not going to college. It was never exactly my thing, you know? Ah, I totally understand. So you're in the workforce, huh? Not exactly. This is so embarrassing. I'm sort of just figuring myself out at the moment. Right, definitely. That's important for any young woman to do. Yeah. I mean, you're only, what, 19? 21, actually. Oh, okay. All right, shit. I should know that. So any plans? Irons in the fire, or whatever it's called? Not quite, though I'm sure something will pop up eventually. I'm sure it will. Actually, I don't know if you'd be interested, but I've been meaning to hire a personal assistant for a while now. Maybe consider coming to work for me? Work for you? But you live in a different city. Okay, making sure everything's great. Not sure how practical it'd be to travel that far each day. Of course it wouldn't. That's why you could come live with me. Who knows? Might be fun. we could probably get to know each other. We could properly get to know each other better. And don't tell your mother I said this, but I was always the cooler one, chuckled. Oh wow, I don't know what to say. I'm flattered and all, but I just don't think I'm ready for such a big change. I completely understand, however, I still think it might be good for you. You have your independence, a fresh start, just promise me you'll think about it. Yeah, I promise. Good. I probably held you up enough for the morning, so I'll let you get to your stuff. No, it's okay, have a nice day. Thanks, you too. And Mia? Yeah? Please, really consider the offer. I know it might sound scary at first, but I guarantee you won't regret it if you accept. I will. Bye. Hanging up, Mia just stood there frozen, struggling to process what Grace just proposed. Struggling to imagine her life away from here. Away from... Over the next week or so, life continued on rather smoothly. Everyone was getting along fine. Emma was around less frequently. And while your and Mia's relationship had somewhat cooled off, the same couldn't be said for you and your mother. That continued at full force. Scheduled meetings in the backyard after midnight. Impromptu quickies and moments you found yourselves alone. And you can't deny you weren't enjoying every minute of it. Unfortunately, though, that time had been the calm before the storm. Father, what's the holdup? Are we going to put this movie on or what? Just wait a few more minutes. Mia's going to be back any second. How long does someone need to take the piss? This is getting ridiculous. Then go check on her and see if she's okay. Isn't that a better idea than just sitting here and complaining? Fine, I'll be right back, hopefully with Mia. A little annoyed, he heads to the bathroom. Everything okay in there, Mia? You've been gone for a long time now. Mia, you there? Yeah, thank God you finally heard me. Huh? I've been calling for help for ages. Really? We didn't hear anything. Maybe the TV muffled you out? Doesn't matter. I need a pad for, you know. Isn't it already over? I remember you carrying a pad 3 or 4 days ago. It's my last day, but I still don't want to risk it. Can you go into my drawer and get one? There should be a spare one in there. Oh, sure, I can do that. Be right back. He goes to Mia's room and checks her drawer, but doesn't find any pads. I checked your drawer. There aren't any in there. You got some anywhere else? No, I only keep them in my drawer. Maybe Mother has one. She keeps them in her drawer too, right? Probably. She's the one who told me I should keep mine there. Okay, I'll go check. He leaves for the bedroom. Man, there's so much crap in here, but no pads. And if a realistic statement by any man was ever said about a woman's junk. Man, there's so much crap in here, but not what I'm looking for. Maybe they fell through to the bottom. I'll have to fix that. Shuffling through to the bottom of the drawer, your father fails to find any pads. Just as he's about to give up, he sees something. Oh, that's not how we spell sees. Something that confuses him. Well, that comma doesn't need to be there. Condoms. Uh-oh. What are these doing in here? Confused, he opens the box and discovers there are some missing. It's T-Rex. Wow. See? That's what they need to do. Beat Trojan Man with T-Rex condoms. She's cheating on me after all. Gigantosaurus Rex. There we go. Come on. We can get this fucking grim condom company going. We can do it, folks. Trying to go berserk and calming himself down, he walks downstairs. Downstairs? Okay. We need to talk. Go ahead. What is it? Trust me, this isn't a conversation that Grimm should be a part of. By the scorching tone of his voice and a deathly glare coming from his eyes, both you and your mother knew he was serious. Let's go upstairs. Saying nothing more, the two of them walked off to go talk in their bedroom. So, what's this about? You seem upset about something. How very perceptive of you. Do you also have any guesses as to why that would be? No, I can't say that I... Before she could finish her sentence, he tosses the box of condoms onto the bed. How about now? What are those? Why didn't you tell me? Or why don't you... Excuse me. Why don't you tell me? After all, I did find them at the bottom of your drawer. A cold panic sweat instantly came over her as she found herself at a loss for words. I don't... You know what? You don't know how they got there? But the ones missing from the pack. Any idea what happened to them? It's not what you think. They're... What, Grimm's maybe? If so, why don't I call him in here and ask him myself? No, I can't let him bring Grimm into this. If he starts acting suspicious too, it's going to be even worse. Wait, please don't do that. It's not his. They're mine. With some sense of vindication, some of his anger dispersed. Hurt now taking the place of rage. Oop, not or rage, it'd be of rage. Be honest with me, are you having an affair? Having an affair? As he stands there waiting, that should not be a comma there, a million possible excuses run through your mother's head, none of them plausible in the slightest, which is why she knew what needed to be done. No, I mean, not exactly. Not exactly. I haven't been having an affair with someone, but I did have sex with other people. People as in more than one? Yes. They were nobodies, just strangers. Men that I paid for. So male escorts then. You've actually been paying strangers to have sex with? Is that it? Right, I never cared about any of them. It was only physical. I know it probably makes no difference to you, but that's the truth. Well, that settles it then. It's all good. Everything is it's water over the bridge. It's just a couple of men we didn't No. No, it's not water under the bridge. It does matter. Even if it was a bunch of male escorts, I'd be pretty fucking pissed. But why? Why would you do this to me? To us? Do you really have to ask that question? We haven't been happy for a long time and we both know it. Even our sex life had deteriorated dramatically over the years. That's what happens with all couples who are married as long as we are. It doesn't mean I deserve to be cheated on. I know that, and I'm sorry. Just tell me what I can do to fix this. Or, if it can even be fixed. He wanted to hate her. To tell her to leave the house and never come back. He wanted to, but he couldn't. Because whether he liked it or not, he hadn't exactly been faithful either. With Emma. And he went to the strip club. So he had really no right to judge her. Well, that's fine either way. So he really had no right to judge her. I don't know. Although for the sake of everything we've built over the years, we owe it to ourselves to at least try and repair the damage done. And how do you think we could do that? I don't know. Maybe spice things up? Who knows? After 20 years, maybe the dynamic of our relationship should be changed. Changed? What do you mean? Those other guys you were with, did you enjoy it? I don't know how to answer that. Honestly, that's how. Well, I mean, the man's got some sense. Is that maybe something we could both get involved in? Ooh, that might not be the best way to spice up your relationship, buddy. Are you suggesting swinging? Oh, no. No, nothing like that. Not really, at least. But maybe bringing someone in every once in a while could ignite a spark we had. Don't you agree? It's possible. I know it's a big proposition. However, what if it turns out to be the thing we need to keep us together? There's couples that use the sex doll to keep them together, so this sometimes weirdly works. Isn't it at least worth a shot? I suppose so. Just give me some time to think about it. Okay, of course. Meanwhile, downstairs. There you are. What took you so long? Constipated? Ew, don't be gross, Grim. No, I wasn't constipated. By the way, what are you doing here by yourself? Where's mother and father? Their bedroom, talking about something, I think. Seems serious, too. Really? I wonder what about? Must be why father forgot me in the bathroom. I feel like I've been sitting here for an hour waiting for everyone. Screw it, I'm putting the movie on now. Come, sit down. Oh, just like you and me? Sure you don't want to wait for him? Who knows how much longer? Wait. What do you mean just you and me? What's wrong with just me? Nothing. Forget I said anything. Sheepishly, Mia sits down. That's a British word. Mia sits down at an awkwardly far distance from you. She's still acting all weird about what happened over a week ago? So much for it not being a big deal. Hey, everything okay? Yeah, why wouldn't it be? It's just that you've been acting kind of distant towards me. And I'm thinking of what happened that night between us and the reason for it. And the reason for it. It's not. I've just been feeling a little bummed out lately. It's got nothing to do with you. Not so sure about that. It's been going on for more than just a few. Can we please not talk about this anymore? Yeah, I see what they're doing, but can we please is fine. I said everything's fine between us and I meant it. Now, are we gonna watch the movie or not? Okay, fine. Still, if you ever want to talk about something or I don't know, comma, get something off your chest, I guess, I'm here. I appreciate that. Come on, put the darn movie on already. For the next 2 hours, you and Mia sat in silence just watching the movie. Once it finally finished, you both went straight to bed. It's a long movie. Next morning, you all sit around the table eating breakfast, and at least apparently everyone was in good spirits. Ah, that was good. Did you seriously just burp at the table? We're supposed to be an example to these two. That's one thing I think she doesn't like about him. And, I don't know. They need to work on that shit. I know, that's why I did it. To show my appreciation of how much I enjoyed the breakfast you made us. It was actually a compliment. Yeah, right. You gotta wonder how they got together in the first place, right? Cause she seems like sophisticated, and he seems like your regular dude. Burp. Mia, don't you start now, too. I think you meant to say thanks for the compliment. And if so, you're welcome. Ha ha ha, atta girl. Well, I'm glad at least one of you has some decorum. Right, Grim? You have no idea what amount of will it took for me to not let one rip just right now. So, you at least have some restraint, I'll take it. Hey, would the two of you mind giving your mother and I some privacy for a bit? Sure, no problem. Yeah, you got it. Thanks. Getting up from the table, you and Mia leave the kitchen. Is this something I should be nervous about? I don't know. Guess we'll find out in a minute. Okay, go ahead. You know last night when you said you wanted to think about my idea? Yeah? Well, I kind of organized something for us to do tonight. Something involving an outside party. No, you didn't. Please tell me you're just screwing with me. I'm not. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Look, I know I've kind of sprung this on you. To be honest, I thought it'd be a good idea to do something impulsive for once. Throw caution to the wind, you know? I told you I want to think about it first. Why, you clearly don't hate it, considering you did it more than once. I knew you'd say yes sooner or later, so why delay the inevitable? Come on, let's be spontaneous for a change. I don't know about this. Trust me, just give it one try. And if we don't like it, it's not like we ever have to do it again, right? What harm can it do? Fine. Oh, wait. Did you get a guy or a girl? Guy. I know you're not really into girls, so I thought that'd be the safest bet. A guy, so I'm gonna be with two men at once? I think I'll just watch this time. And you're okay with that? Sure you won't get jealous? A little, I'm sure. But to be honest, I've always wanted to see you with someone else. Man. To see you desired by another man, it's sexy. Wow, had no idea you were into that sort of thing. See, we're already finding out more about each other. Yeah, so when's this planned for? Tonight, strike while the iron's hot, you know? Tonight? That's, wow, close. Where did you plan this would go down? Found a motel in the city that I thought would be okay. It's a bit shady, but it should do. Hell, that kind of makes it even better. Fuck me, what did I get myself into? I don't want to fuck some stranger, unless... If we go through this, I got just one request. I'm listening. Since it's supposed to be a no-strings-attached type of deal, I want to get rid of any chance of things getting personal. Exactly why I hired someone we don't know. I want to go a step beyond that, just to be safe. Okay, your suggestion? This guy. I want him to have his face covered. I want this whole experience to feel as detached as possible. Remove all intimacy, you know? Huh, I never thought of that. I suppose if that's what you want, then it shouldn't be a problem. Good. I think I'll be a lot more comfortable like that. Then it's done. I'll give the escort service a call later and tell them. Man, I mean, they're just on call? Thank you. Well, I think I'll go take care of some chores I've been meaning to get to. I'll take care of the dishes here then. The first chance she got, your mother storms towards your room. We need to talk. Well, you sure look worked up. What happened? Your father, he set up some kind of escort thing with me and him. He wants me to hook up with some random guy in a motel. Tonight. Our motel, too. Whoa, 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 what? Where's all this coming from, anyway? Long story short, he's really committed to spicing up our love life. And somehow that means me fucking God knows who. And what am I supposed to do about it? Fight for your honor? I told him I'd only agree to it if this escort wore a mask the whole time. The entire time. This way, neither of us can know what he looks like. And? You're gonna be the masked escort. What? Are you out of your mind? You want me to pretend I'm the escort he hired and have a threesome with you guys? No fucking way! No, you won't be having a threesome with us. He'll just be watching. Yeah, that changes things completely. Of course it doesn't. It's way too risky. Listen, Grim, one way or another this is happening tonight. So either you do it or I actually have to fuck some stranger. Which do you prefer? The first option. That's what I thought. Now, when I find out what room we're staying in, and this time, the time the escort's supposed to arrive, I'll let you know. Though, I gotta somehow cancel the real escort. No idea how, but I'll figure something out. You just focus on finding a suitable enough disguise for your face. What if he recognizes me by something else besides my face? Like what? Unless he's seen that monster you got in your pants, there's no way you will. She says this with a smile, trying to add some levity to the situation she's forcing you into. And after that, she leaves. Holy shit, am I really gonna fuck my mother right in front of my father? Yeah, this game's going everywhere. This is bound to bite us in the ass. With the dreaded event drawing closer, the rest of the day went by fast. Your mother managed to cancel the real escort, get the room number, and the time you're supposed to be there. On your end, you spent the day in town getting a new set of clothes so your father doesn't figure anything out. Of course, you bought a mask, too. Before you knew it, it was showtime. Alright, you two, we're heading off for the night. Man, they keep the mask stores in business, don't they? Alright, you two, we're heading off for the night. So if you need anything else, now's the time. I got a question. Why do you need to get a room in a motel to have sex? Not like we don't know you guys do it. Do you always have to have such a foul mouth, Mia? And for your information, it's not about sex. We just want to have some quality time alone. Just like the old days. Right, whatever you say. Is that everything? Grim? Nope, I'm all good. You guys have fun. Thank you, Grim. See, Mia? That's how a mature, respectful adult behaves. You wouldn't be saying that if you knew I'm about to fuck your wife. Okay, we're off. See you tomorrow. As they both go to leave, your mother shoots a quick, sly wink at you. God, just picturing them having sex is creeping me out. But she's... Okay, she's saying God, just picturing them have sex is creeping me out, but... I don't know. I'm more of a having... It just depends. I understand what they're doing, but... Well, people would say the same thing about you and me. Yeah. And it's awkward again. You sure walked right into that one, didn't you, Grim? For the next 15 minutes or so, you sat quietly watching TV with Mia. Probably waited long enough. I should quickly get changed into something else before heading over to the motel. You go to your room and get changed. Oh, excuse me. You go to your room and change, slipping the mask into your pocket. That should be everything covered. All I gotta do now is follow through with the plan. Just relax, Grim. You got this. Still, a little worried about the whole thing, you go downstairs. Hey, I'm gonna go out for a while. To see that girlfriend of yours, I'm guessing? What makes you say that? Because I never saw you in those clothes before. And I doubt you spent money on a new outfit just for Sam, am I right? Well, aren't you a regular Sherlock? Yeah, can't say you're wrong. Although the shoes, looking down, she makes a face that clearly shows you what she thinks of them. What's wrong with my shoes? Should be, what's wrong with my shoes? If she's in the vomit-colored suede boots, then nothing. They're not vomit-colored. What do you know? I gotta go. Have fun with whatever you're doing. I'll try. Almost trembling from fear and excitement, you finally reach the motel. Just relax, Grim. Everything's gonna be fine as long as you keep the mask on and don't say a word. Deep breath. Here goes nothing. As you walk inside, oh no, he's in the cuck chair. Remember Drexel talked about this? That's the cuck chair in the motel. That's exactly what the chair is for. Oh no, dressed in incredible lingerie, your mother gazes at you. Hi there, like what you see? You nod your head approvingly as you walk into the room further. He's smaller than I thought he'd be. He was sitting in the corner just watching silently. Plus, he looks younger than I expected, too. Not sure if she'll go for that. Well, what are you waiting for? Show my wife a good time. As long as he remembers the conditions, of course, the mask stays on, no matter what. You nod again. I think he understands. Other than that itty-bitty rule, feel free to do what you want with my body. Anything you want. Incredible, she was so self-conscious about doing this yesterday, and now she looks more than excited. Without wasting any time, you stripped out of your clothes. Jesus, for such an average-sized guy, he sure is packing a lot down there. Almost enough to make me feel insecure. Wow, you're so big. Why don't you come over and show me how to properly use that thing? Clearly, she was having fun with this situation. Yes, it's scary and risky. But the idea of fucking her in front of her husband is a bigger turn-on than she expected. So to hell with it, she thought. Who knows if something like this would happen again? Or if it ever would at all? You approach the bed and get up on it, still a little weirded out about the fact that your father's watching. So, how do you... Oh! Before she could finish her sentence, your fingers are pressed against her pussy. Slowly but firmly, you start playing with her clit. The faces your mother keeps making with even the slightest movement of your fingers was perfect. Biting her lip every now and then, the sheer ecstasy you see her feeling, it made your cock throb. She's really enjoying it. At least it looks like he knows what he's doing, that's good. Pulling her panties off, you're left speechless by the view. Soaking. You've never seen her this wet. Realizing there was absolutely no more need for foreplay. Or no need for more foreplay, rather, you position yourself. Already? Usually she complains when there's not enough foreplay, not forepally. She's not complaining now, though. Slowly you enter your mother's pussy. She's ridiculous, guys. Slowly you enter her pussy. Let's do that. It's so big! Deeper and deeper, you finally push your entire length into her. Ah, moan! As you start thrusting, interchange between slower and faster strokes, each of them causing a different sensation and different expression out of your mother. It was mesmerizing. Unable to pace yourself anymore, you start thrusting harder and harder. Yes! Their chemistry is pretty good. Not sure if I enjoy it or not. He looks down. Go figure. Looks like I do. His eyes are soon averted. Because it's awarded to you by a sound, but I think it's averted it's supposed to be. Fuck! It was a sight to behold. You were ramming her pussy with all your strength now. The pure intensity of it makes her eyes start rolling back. However, you were affected by it too. Getting close, and she could feel it. Though her reaction wasn't what someone would expect. Wrapping her legs around you, she wanted to feel you empty yourself inside her now that there's a condom preventing complications. You instantly understood. With a few final heavy thrusts, your body tenses up and you unload. As you're still coming, barely still sane, you notice she's on edge too. So instead of stopping, you continue thrusting as you come into her. Ah, shit! That was more than enough. Shaking uncontrollably, your mother almost faints from the orgasm. Surprisingly exhausted considering how long this lasted, you topple over next to her. With the whole ordeal finished, your father got up from his chair. Noticing this, your mother snaps out and sits up on the bed. He leans on the bed before she manages to make a sentence and kisses her. That was fun. Utterly shocked, but trying her best to hide it, she responds. Would have been even more fun if you joined in. Why would I say this? Do I actually mean it? It took all I had not to. Next time, who knows? Afterwards, your father immediately tells the stranger to get dressed and leave. Still completely silent, you obey, closing the door behind you. Holy shit, I can't believe I actually did it, and by the looks of it, he didn't suspect a thing. That was weird seeing how into it he got. Huh, never would have picked him for a wife-sharing type. Guess everyone has their secrets. After a while, you're finally home. Yeah, I'm completely beat. I'll just go straight to bed. Though not sure how much sleep I'll get with all this adrenaline still in me. Getting to your room, you head towards your closet right away. I should change out of these clothes as soon as possible. Might even be a good idea to throw them out just in case. If father saw them, damn, don't even want to think about it. Finally, you head to bed, and surprisingly, you fall asleep almost immediately. Next morning, you look at the clock. Wow, I really slept in. Guess I was more exhausted than I thought. Looks like I'm hungry, too. I should go and have breakfast now. Walking downstairs, you go to the kitchen right away. Hey, you, did you have fun last night? As much as I could, considering the circumstances. You? Same, though I was super paranoid about Father recognizing me. I was even worried the mask might fall off at certain points. That's because you almost fucked my brains out. I had no idea you were such an exhibitionist. You don't think it made Father jealous, do you? Didn't you see the little smirk he had plastered across his face the whole time? He loved it. If only he knew the truth, he'd probably get a heart attack. By the way, where's everyone else? Well, your father went straight from the motel to work this morning, and Mia went out, I think. Although I don't know where she went. Sounds like her. So, what are your plans for the day? Right as you ask this, Emma struts into the kitchen, completely out of nowhere. Emma, what are you doing here? Oh, goddammit. Was just starting to get used to not seeing you around so often. Sorry, no such luck. She probably got in with a spare key Mia gave her. Really gotta tell that girl off about doing that. If you're looking for Mia, she's not home. I know, she came by my place earlier, asking if I wanted to spend the day out with her or something. But I wasn't really in the mood. What was she gonna do? Don't know. Shopping, probably. She has the money. So why are you here? Why else do you think? Something involving all three of us, no doubt? Very good. Thought maybe you forgot about the deal we had since I didn't show my face around here lately. That's what we're calling it now? Because I just thought you were blackmailing us. Semantics, Grim. All that matters is that I want to play. And it's your duty to abide to that as my toys. You want to do this now? It's still morning. What if Mia comes home? Did you ever go shopping with Mia? I'll be surprised if she's even back before dinner. So there's no need to worry about that happening. At the same time, you and your mother look at each other. It had taken longer than expected, but you both prepared for this moment. As she gave you a nod, you knew the plan is set in motion. Okay, if that's what you want, we'll do it. Now that's what I want to hear, some enthusiasm. But first, why don't we all have a drink? You know, to loosen up a bit. That sounds like a great idea. I don't know, the last time I had a drink around this guy, Well, let's not get into it. Don't worry, we'll only be having one this time. Know what? Fuck it, why not? Also, drinking and sex before lunch? What more could a girl ask for? Excellent. Now you two go take a seat on the couch while I get some glasses filled. Thank you, I'm impressed by how hospitable you're being. Hospitable. You know, whatever. In a few minutes, impressed will be one of the last things you'll feel. You and Emma move to the living room. So, what did you have planned for us? Nothing really, I prefer to just see where the mood takes me. Most importantly, my phone's charged, we have plenty of time. I'm sure we'll make something hot. Suddenly, I thought I'd class this up a little with some wine. You don't mind, do you? Why would I mind if it has alcohol in it? I'm in. Pleased to hear it. Getting her glass, Emma wastes no time downing the whole thing. Lord, she's got some giant hands. Wow, you don't drink wine very often, do you? Typically, you savor it a little more. Screw that, down the hatch, I say. I couldn't agree more. Why waste time, right? Especially considering what we have coming up next. Exactly. You guys should hurry up and finish your drink so we can... Hit with a slight... Oh, a sudden lightheadedness. Emma feels her body begin to sway. Everything okay, dear? Devilish smile creeps along your mother's face as she watches Emma's eyes go heavy. What happened? Oh, what's happening? I feel dizzy. Oh good, it's working then. What's working? Before she could finish her question, Emma slumps over onto the couch. Out cold. Moments later, what? As Emma slowly comes to, she realizes something's wrong. Yeah, my hands, I can't move them? Yeah, we know. Snapping awake from the sound of your mother's voice, Emma looks down to see she's stark naked. Naked and tied thoroughly to the bed. What the fuck is going on? Why am I like this? I have a feeling you wouldn't be a willing participant to what's about to happen next otherwise. Yeah, you can say that again. It's gonna happen. Let me go right this fucking instant. Or, I swear to God, I'll tell Mia everything. Nope. What? Have you lost your mind? I swear to you, I'm not kidding. Let me go. You're not going anywhere. Also, you aren't telling Mia shit. Try me. You won't tell Mia because if you do, then... Well, then I have no reason not to show people this. Pulling up the recording of her with Sam, you turn the screen towards her. What a bad girl you've been, not to mention reckless. What? How did you get that? You know exactly how. I presume the last thing you'd want is for this to get out. You delete that video right now. Or what? Don't you understand already, you stupid little cunt? You have no power over us anymore. You're tied up, helpless, and completely at our mercy. Wow, is it possible that the Emma has gone silent? I sure hope not. I was really counting on hearing her scream, and not in the good way. What are you talking about? What are you going to do to me? Tell me! Guess I'll give you two some alone time for this. Have fun. Well, I'm guessing Emma won't be having that much fun. Thanks, hon. I'll make sure to have a lot of fun. Feeling a great sense of justice and vindication, you leave the bedroom satisfied. Please, whatever you plan on doing, I beg you, don't. Beg all you want, Emma, but with what I'm about to do to you, you'll be feeling it for weeks. You already left the room, and from the hallway, you could only hear sounds. Shouldn't be an S there. Oh, God! Please! No! 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 Darth Vader, no! Ouch! No mercy! With nothing more to do, you leave the girls alone and go downstairs. For the next hour, you sat slouched on the sofa, listening to the noises echoing from upstairs like it were music to your ears. Eventually, though, it finally came to an end. Had fun? In a pain-induced, whispered voice, she responds. She's a monster. I'll take that as a firm no. Not long after, your mother comes downstairs, too. I think you traumatized her. Well, I'd hope so. Otherwise, that dildo I bought would have been a real waste of money. After a while, Mia comes home. Huh? I don't hear anyone. I wonder where they all are. As Mia passes by her father's study, she overhears his voice. It was wild, Dave. After 20 years, I thought I knew everything about her. All her kinks, at least. Is he talking about Mother? No, it wasn't uncomfortable for me at all, actually. In fact, it was thrilling. Something I haven't felt with her in a darn long time. Oh, God. Is he bragging about his sex life with Mother to one of his friends? Men. Yuck! How big was he? Well, I was more focused on her. Although, to be honest, it was hard not to notice. Yeah, that big. His face? No idea, actually. He was a mask, so he could have looked like the Elephant Man, for all I know. What the? Did Mother and Father have a threesome? In mass? Not sure how old he was. Pretty young, if I had to guess. Definitely younger than me, at least. That much I could tell just by the clothes he wore. Not really sure I want to hear. I'm not sure I really want to hear any more of this. Yeah, that's right. Nothing a grown man would wear, that's for sure. Although his shoes were a whole other story. No, not that. They were just so hideous. I mean, who buys green suede shoes? No, not even a good green. It's like something you'd crap out on the toilet. Green suede. Didn't Grimm? No, they were boots, actually. Uh-huh. That's right. Boots? A young masked guy wearing green suede boots? It's gotta be a coincidence. As she continues eavesdropping on your father, Mia began feeling a sense of paranoia swirl inside her. It's just a coincidence, she keeps telling herself. The boots, the age, the size, the fact that Grimm went out not long after Mother and Father did. All just a coincidence until... No, not much else stood out about him. Wait, there was one thing. I think he had a small birthmark on his inner thigh. Just below his buttock, I think. Birthmark on his inner thigh? Just below, but... At that moment, it all became clear. She couldn't deny it, no matter how hard she tried. No matter how hard she wanted it not to be true, she could look past the shoes, look past the similar age, even past the suspiciously matching timeline of it all. But the birthmark. You had one exactly like it in the same exact place. It was you. Still a little shocked, she goes upstairs. What did you do last night? We didn't even need a comma there. Startled by Mia storming into your room, you turn around. What? Last night, where were you? What do you mean? I already told you where I went. Your girlfriend's? Yeah. Bullshit. Tell me exactly where you were. Excuse me. Tell me where you actually were. Sorry, guys. Whoa, calm down. The hell are you so angry about? You were fucking her, weren't you? Fucking her? Just a second ago, you called bullshit on me even being... Not her. Who then? Mother, you were fucking Mother. An air of dread settles over the room as the both of you become dead silent. All that was heard was the violent thumping of your heart. You're crazy! Am I? Look into my eyes and tell me that again. Her upper lip quivers as she says this, eyes widening, welling up, too. Where did you even get that idea? You could barely get the words out as your throat goes dry and face becomes clammy. Father, I overheard him on the phone. The guy who had sex with our mother. It was you! I don't know what to say. Just admit it, because anything else would be a lie. Tears start streaming down her face, the total utter look of devastation encompassing it. The look of hurt. Right then, you knew what was right. You couldn't lie. All you could do was come clean. It was. I'm so sorry, me. How long? How long has this been going on? It's a R&B song. Not long. So it wasn't just a one-time thing? No. What is it, then? You'll just fuck anyone you can get your hands on? It's not like that, me. I don't know how to explain it, but it just happened. You should know how that goes. You're right, I do. It was nothing more than an easy fuck to you. You took advantage of my vulnerability while fucking mother at the same time. How can you even say that? If anything, lately, you've been the aggressive one. It's because I thought we were becoming something more. Breaking into a sob, Mia starts storming out of the room. Wait a second, where are you going? Emma's. I clearly have no one else in my life who gives a shit about me. Emma? Emma doesn't give a flying fuck about anyone except herself. Least of all, you. Stopping at the door, she turns back to you inquisitively. What's that supposed to mean? Why do you think I wanted to get that video of Emma and Sam so badly? You said it was so we could have leverage on her just in case she ever turns on us. That's right, I did want leverage on her. Although it wasn't for us. What are you talking about? It was for Mother and me. Emma found out about us and was blackmailing us. Frozen in place, Mia looks at you with shock and confusion. She was obviously struggling to process this revelation. I'm really sorry I hurt you, but Emma, your best friend? She's just an opportunistic narcissist who would exploit anyone if She's just an opportunistic narcissist who would exploit anyone if she could. Feeling completely betrayed, the anger subsides as Mia looks down, hurt. Then I have one. Then I have no one. Not even Metallica. I said one at first, but no. And she leaves your room in silence. What have I done? Still crying, Mia heads outside to Emma's house. I hate them. I hate all of them. Soon after she knocked. Hey, you're back. Be honest, how much did you spend? And she's got a weird house, right? The door is funny, but everything else is like weird brick. Be honest, how much did you spend? Wait, are you crying? Why didn't you tell me about them, huh? Tell you about who? Who do you think? Grim and my mother. You knew what was going on with them, right? Why didn't you tell me? I honestly have no idea what you're... Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me? Why? I was just trying to protect you. And the blackmailing, was that to protect me too? I was just messing around. In a moment of blind fury, Mia slaps Emma across the face. Ah, fuck! What the hell? Grim was right, you're just in it for yourself. You care about nothing and no one. It's only ever been about you. Looking into your eyes now, I finally see it for the first time. I'm done with it. Done with your manipulating, your selfishness. Your constant attempts to coerce me into things I never wanted to do. I'm just done. Done with you. This just isn't my day. Mia didn't come home for the rest of the day, and it worried you. The other didn't know since you told them she was staying at Emma's. The other? I don't know. But you knew the truth. The truth that Mia had discovered about you and your mother. You could see it had hurt her deeply. Hey, Grim, I was going to make some tea and wondered if you wanted any. Kind of confused about this. The other didn't know since you told him she was staying at Emma. Okay, so who's the other? Let's go back. I don't know. Would it be mother? Father? Really confusing. I need to fix that, don't I? But you knew the truth that Mia had discovered about you and your mother. You could see it had hurt her deeply. Hey, Grim, I was going to make some tea and wondered if you wanted any? No, thanks. Think I'll probably just go to bed a bit earlier tonight. Same here. Sure. Oh, there's one other thing. Your father just told me he organized a weekend trip for the two of us. I'll be gone for a couple days. Is everything okay? You look a little glum. Even though the situation with Mia also involved your mother, you had decided against telling her. She just got free from Emma. It wouldn't have felt right to knock her down again. Everything's fine. I'm just tired or something. When are you guys going? Tomorrow morning, early. I'll leave it to you to tell Mia where we went. Got it. Sure you're fine? You're okay with your father and I going on this weekend trip, right? Of course I am. He's your husband, after all. Just because of what's going on with us. It's not like I expect things like this to not happen occasionally. I appreciate that. And I know it's complicated. Probably a bit awkward, too. I just want you to know, when I'm with him, I'll be thinking about you, okay? I know, Mother. Have fun on your trip. I will. See you on Monday. Good night, Grim. Night. And she leaves. Stressing about Mia is going to get me nowhere. Better hit the sack. All I can really do now is give her some space. Getting underneath your covers, you doze off shortly after, clearly depleted by the strain the day had put on you. As the next morning arrived, unsurprisingly, you wake up with Mia on your mind. Suppose Mother and Father are probably gone already. Mia, I should check if she came home. After checking all the rooms in the house, defeated, it was probably wishful thinking to hope she'd be home. Though, where is she then? Who could really know? I need to find her, though. It's one thing to not come home for the day, but all night? Even for Mia, it's worrying. Guess I gotta go and check there. Emma's. I really doubt it, but worth trying, I guess. You go over to Sam and Emma's and knock. Sup, man? Bit early for a visit, ain't it? Usually, but this is important. Where's Emma? Probably fingering herself in her room right about now. Can you go get her? I need to talk to her. You want to talk to Emma? That's new. Yeah, it's really weird. Can you just hurry up and get her? It's important. Fine, calm your shit. I'm going. A few moments later. What the hell do you want? Looking at Emma's face, you immediately notice a large red mark on her cheek. You also immediately knew how she got it. Mia was here, I'm guessing? Yeah, the crazy bitch was here. Just so you know, I'm thinking about filing assault charges. Of course you are. Where is she? How the fuck should I know? She came by yesterday, did this to me, and then pissed off somewhere. Damn it. But not like I care, but why are you looking for her? She never came home last night. She won't answer my calls. I have no idea where she is or what she's doing. Good riddance. She can disappear forever for all I care. We done now? Yeah, we're done. Before you finish the sentence, she turns around and goes back into the house, slamming the door shut behind her. That was a waste of time. Except the part where I got to see Mia's handiwork on Emma's face. The only thing left is to actually run around town. Maybe she'll pop up. For the rest of the day, you looked high and low for Mia, thoroughly searching every part of town, but she was nowhere to be found. Finally, as it got dark, you went home. Being so busy with worrying about Mia, you didn't eat all day long. Finished, you go to the kitchen and grab something to eat. As you're eating, suddenly, Mia walks in. Mia, you're back! Looking at her, you're somewhat taken aback by her demeanor. She's not the crying, distraught girl you'd last seen. She looked calm, almost as if nothing happened. That is, if it weren't for the underlying sorrow you still notice in her. Yeah, I'm back. What's for dinner? Just some leftovers. Any good? I can't really tell. It's fridge temperature. Forgot to heat it up. Oh, any left? Yeah, plenty. Cool. Aren't you gonna heat yours up? It'd probably taste a lot better that way. It's fine. Anyway, I'm kind of in the mood for fridge temperature dinner. She smiles weakly. You could tell it was an insincere one. It's polite, but untruthful. Where have you been today? No place in particular, just kinda wandered around, I guess? Just thinking. Look, Mia. Don't. Please. I gotta explain myself, what I did. Don't want you to think that I don't care. I know you care. Maybe not the way I want you to, but I do know you care. The room goes silent as Mia half-heartedly picks at her plate. Mia? Yeah? Do you hate me? Looking up at you, you can see her eyes are watering. Never. For the remainder of dinner, you and Mia sat across each other, quietly eating your cold food. And even though there was still some tension in the air, you could feel a considerable amount was relieved. Well, that was awful. It wasn't all bad. At least I got to eat it with you. She forces another half smile as her cheeks go slightly red. Anyway, why don't you go and relax while I clean up? It's the least I can do. Thanks. I'm actually not feeling that great, so I might go up and lie down for a bit. You don't think it was the food? Not sure. Maybe. Getting up, Mia walks out of the kitchen and heads upstairs. When she does, you get up too and go wash the dishes. How am I ever gonna fix this? Sure, she's not screaming her head off at me, but now she's just acting so weird. Maybe the better question is if I can fix this, if I can fix this at all. Almost an hour had gone by before you finish clearing up. Cleaning up. Not just the dinner plates, but the entire kitchen. You wiped down the bench and the dining room table, mopped the floor, you even tidied up the mess inside the fridge. It was comforting. Sort of therapeutically busy work while you pondered the situation with Mia. Finishing up, you decide to go upstairs and check on Mia. Think I can hear her in the bathroom. Hey, you okay in there? Mia? Not really sure if it's okay, you come in anyway. Huh? Oh, sniff. Yeah, she kept her head turned away from you, but you could tell something was wrong. And her stomach definitely wasn't it. You sure? If there's something on your mind, you can always talk to me, even though I'm probably the last person you want to talk to. Like I said, I'm fine. Can I just have a minute? Sure, I'll be in my room. Just call if you need something. Got it. Still a little unsure whether you should leave her alone, you go to your room. I need to do it. What other choice do I have? Getting her phone out, Mia dials a number. And after a few seconds, hello? Hi, Grace, it's Mia. Oh, hi, sweetie. It's good to hear from you again. How have you been? I'm not really sure. In fact, that's kind of why I'm calling. Oh, okay, so what did you want to talk about? Gripping the phone in her hand tightly, Mia took a deep breath. About your offer. 2 hours later, you were in your room, psyching yourself. Just as you were about to enter your room, you're stopped by a sound. She was crying. She's still so upset, even though she tried putting on a brave face before. I shouldn't disturb her while she's feeling like this. It'd be better if I just talked to her tomorrow. Shaken by the whole situation, you go to bed. But sleep wasn't an option with your head like this. Lying in bed, hours went by as you struggled falling asleep. I know what that's like. Wondering when or if things would go back to normal. Not just for Mia, but for you as well. Even though she didn't hate you, you hated yourself for this. You hurt and betrayed one of the people you care most about. And someone who cared about you. There definitely is a humoristic line in how not that long ago, you could barely stand each other. Although somewhere along the line, that changed. You couldn't place your finger on when exactly, but it certainly did. As you went through memory lane, the door of your room opened. Grim, you awake? Mia, what? What are you doing in here? Having crept into your room, Mia walks closer, tentatively. You couldn't see this thanks to the lights being out, but there was still sadness in her eyes. I just wanted to see you, to tell you, to tell me what? That I want to forgive you, but to be honest, I don't know if I can. Not yet, at least. I understand. She walks even closer, now standing right above you. There's something I want to get off my chest. I want to tell you how I feel. I've never told you this, but suddenly Mia bends over and stops you with a kiss. I don't want to hear it. I can't. But I need you to know. Then show me. Kissing you again, Mia climbs onto you. Sure? You sure about this? Yes. Pulling out your cock, Mia positions herself over you and slides her pussy onto your shaft. With overwhelming euphoria, she breathes deeply as her head goes back. Her eyes involuntarily closing from the pleasure of having you inside her. How does it feel? Please, let's not talk. Just don't stop. You obeyed. As Mia bounces up and down intensely along your cock, now words are spoken. No words are spoken. That should W needs to go. Only the heavy breathing, rustling sheets, and squeaking of the mattress can be heard. It was different than usual. It didn't feel dirty or wrong. It was intimate, romantic even, and just as passionate. Leaning over her, you thrust yourself into her as hard as you can, not as hard as you can. She yelps at first, but it soon turns to moans. Although her expression looks pained, the way she presses her hips into you, her enjoyment right now is more than clear. Kiss me again. Without hesitation, you do as she asks. With your lips against hers, your tongues sensuously play with each other. Still spelled it wrong, mate. Again, something you and Mia never used to do. You honestly never knew why, just presumed it was due to the nature of your relationship. But then, neither of you wanted to send the wrong message. You both wanted for it to be a primal urge of sorts, although now it had turned into something more without a doubt, even though neither of you would admit it, probably not even to yourselves, but it's not something that can be denied anymore. I don't want you to stop. Make it last as long as you can. Please, I will. Wanting more than anything to satisfy her, you do everything in your power to hold out for as long as possible. He's really going fast. Tangled in each other's arms, both of you roll around the sweat-covered sheets, panting throughout with each heavy thrust. For what felt like hours, you pounded Mia relentlessly, slowing down occasionally only to stop yourself from coming. Until eventually, finally, there was no holding it any longer. I'm close. Do it inside, but I don't want to make it weird again. It won't. It doesn't matter now. With no time left to mull it over, you give in to Mia's plea. As she pulls you into her, Mia feels your hefty load flood her insides. Fuck. Give it all to me. I think I just did. Almost sheepishly, you pull out of Mia's completely cum-filled pussy. Both of you slump down onto the bed. That was unbelievable. You're unbelievable. Turning your head to Mia, you see her smile. Not you see her smile. Her beautiful sky blue eyes somehow sparkling. Tears, you guess. Mia? Yeah? Maybe now might not be the best time, but I really want to tell you how I feel about... Not tonight, Grim. Just hold me. Of course, there's nothing I'd rather do. Pulling her into you closely. Only seconds seemingly pass before you fall asleep. Next morning, feeling the sun shine in through your half-closed eyelids, you wake up with a yawn. As you turn to feel for Mia, you notice the other side of the bed empty. Mia? No answer. Maybe she went back to her room. In somewhat of a rush, you get up, get dressed, and head for her room. What the? Where's all her stuff gone? She's probably downstairs then. Can't wait to hear the explanation for this. In seconds, you were in the living room. Mia? Mia, you home? What's going on? You check all the rooms in the house, not finding Mia or her stuff in any of them. Not here either. As you look around confused, you notice something sitting on the kitchen counter. What's this? Placed neatly on the counter, you see some papers. Picking them up, you brace yourself for a moment before reading it. Dear Grim, I know this isn't the ideal way for you to find out, but just couldn't risk you convincing me to change my mind. I'm not sure if you've seen my room yet or not. If you have, I'm sure you can at least guess what's going on. If in case you can't, now's the time to tell you, I guess. Truth is, I left home. I won't be coming back. Grace offered me a job and I accepted. I'll live with her. It's sudden, for both of us, but I felt it was an opportunity to finally do something with myself. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed the times we had. Well, most of it. Still, you and I both know we were going down a bad path. A path where I end up like some common whore or something and sell my body around. And I'd pull you down with me as much as I wouldn't want it. I'm sure of it. I see more potential in you than that. So I refuse to stand in your way anymore. I just don't want you to think I did this because I found out about you and Mother. This isn't out of anger. I'm doing this because I think it's best for both of us. Maybe you don't see it now, but you definitely will sooner or later. Looking back on everything we've been through, I do have a few regrets. But those videos we shot, out there for the world to see, that I don't regret. I don't regret the possible humiliation we've exposed ourselves to. Because from that, I got this money. Money that I'm giving you. You choose how to spend it, I just hope you'll use it well. Go to college, maybe. Get an education or something. Make new friends. Even find yourself a nice girlfriend to share your experiences with. But most of all, become a great man. Because you better believe I'm going to be working on becoming a great woman. If you're still the same little pervert next time I see you, I promise I'll kick you in the balls. Finally, you reach the end of the letter. As you do, you notice your vision blur as the sound of teardrops patter onto the paper. As you wipe your eyes clear, you read the last few words. Love you, Mia. Dropping your hands down, you spot a much smaller rectangular piece of paper on the counter. One that Mia had obviously placed under her letter. Picking it up, you see it's a check for $20,000. Damn. Utterly shocked and feeling your eyes tear up again, you pocket the check and the letter. So that's it, huh? She's gone. In a daze, she walked around the house for a while. Standing in her room, you can still smell her favorite perfume. Not parfume, perfume. A scent that would, with time, fade. You were still having trouble imagining not seeing her around anymore. And while you had no way of knowing this at the time, it would be 2 years before you get to see Mia again. 2 years before you can smell that nice perfume. It's perfume, but whatever. Maybe that is the way you spell it. I'll look it up. 2 years before you'll spend another summer with Mia. That's it. It's been a long journey, we know, but we want to thank you all. To all of you who believed and all of you who stayed with us all this time. To all who helped and all who went through this with us. We hope you enjoyed playing as much as we enjoyed making this. Or even more. Last but not least, do not worry, the story is not over yet. That's it, right? Oh, you can skip NTR. I didn't know that. Sorry, guys. Bonus scenes room. Shower Spy Master. Yoga time. Now you see me. Massage and some blackjack. Just a tease. Kindness pays off. These are all the scenes from the game, basically. Yep. There's a lot in this game. That's it. Oh, there's a bonus scene for him. Meeting Ashley? Running into Ashley again? How far would this... Okay, now, just being fair, the bonus scene script is it 400 lines or 4,000 lines? I can't remember. But, if you guys want, we can do the bonus scenes. And that's all we're doing with Mia. The next game will be... I think it's going to be Lust Theory? I think we'll do Lust Theory? I don't know. It depends. Lust Theory is the bigger game. We might do Lust Theory, but Return to Me is also coming out this year. They're about to finish it. The sequel is already almost finished, yeah. And it's 9 chapters, so a lot happens. So we'll see. Like, there's so many of these, I don't really know. You guys really did like Mia, though. I am surprised. I looked at my BitChute hits, and people really enjoy the story of Mia. It's not my favorite. I'm not really into incest, NTR, and all that kind of thing. But it was an interesting little story. It's something I haven't really done before. And obviously, it's a fetish for some people, and I hope you enjoyed it. So, I think we can do the other scenes later. And for now, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you for one last time with Summer with Mia bonus scenes. And then after that, guys, we're doing another one. It's probably going to be... We also have that Summer... Or what is it? That Summer Memories... Not Summer Memories. I keep saying Summer Memories. We're not doing that one. The one that has a lot of dialogue. You know, that felt kind of like Young and the Restless, I said. A lot of people wanted that. So we may be doing that one. But we're almost done with Summer Scent, too, because there's not much chapters in that. So, I don't know. It's whatever. Whatever I decide to do, you will see. But once again, thank you guys for, like, supporting this. It'd be awesome if you clicked the dollar sign. Like, I know, like... I'm not really doing great on money. It's not something I've really ever had much of. So if you want to, you know, help me out, you can click on the dollar sign on my little BitChute profile. And even think on MGTOW.TV you can do it. And help me out. It does help, guys. I do appreciate it. So at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'm out. And I will see you next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. And one last time with Summer with Mia.